Alice yelped and leaped to her feet. A man was sitting on the sofa in the reading corner, leaning forward, hands clasped, eyes locked on hers. Definitely not a student. Big and built, unshaven, wearing high-vis coveralls. A garbage collector? She grabbed her blue plastic-handled scissors from her desk and jabbed them in his direction. Who are you? She locked the windows and both doors before she'd left. She'd checked twice. Was he one of the strangers who'd been reported lurking around the school?
Just a curious reader.
He held up a phone. A familiar book cover filled the screen, open in an e-reader app. Names have been changed by Annika Vaznetova and Alice Thornton. How did you get let in?
Smelling like this? Who was going to question?
He stood and went to wipe his hands on his thighs. He stopped just short, wrinkling his nose and staring down at the coveralls as if he'd just discovered he was wearing them.
How did you get let in?
He repeated, lifting his gaze.
You emphasized the you. Who else has been here?
Outside, just now, she said, pointing like he wouldn't know where outside was. I got served, I guess, so if that's what you're here for, you're too late. He laughed, abrupt and humorless.
You got served? I'm shocked.
He strolled toward her, scanning the basketball court outside the windows.
Defamation? Dissemination of state secrets?
She raised the scissors to eye height, his, not hers. They shook. They barely cut paper, and he had to be 6'3" and broad with it. She glanced at her purse. Her cell phone was buried somewhere inside. Who are you? She repeated.
You don't recognize me?
He stopped at the front row of desks and perched on one, tapping his phone screen. He swiped ahead a few pages in the novel and started reading aloud, stretching his legs in front of him and crossing his ankles above filthy work boots.
Anderson Holt pocketed his phone and approached me with his deceptively lazy stride, his inscrutable and bottomless, dark brown eyes assessing me head to toe and back up, like a walking CT scan.
Alice sidled closer to her purse. If she could get a call into the school office, or should she go straight for 911? She kept her eyes on the man who was reading aloud from his phone.
I half expected to hear beeping as he analyzed me and computed my disheveled appearance and what it might mean. A Navy SEAL turned CIA case officer. Holt was legendarily sharp. The guy picked up languages like regular people picked up takeout. I didn't know if he'd ever worked as a honeypot, a raven in his case, being male, but I was pretty sure he could reel in anyone, male, female, or other, gay, straight, or other. He had that much allure.
Alice slid a hand into her purse, feeling her way. Tissues, deodorant, lip gloss. She risked a glance, but yeah, a black phone in a black-lined purse. How many times had she vowed to buy a bright cover?
Not a man to be underestimated, he continued, still focused on the ebook. No matter how carefully he cultivated that laid-back, unshaven, fresh-from-the-beach appearance.
Alice's little finger brushed the phone screen. She inched it out. Holding it low, she thumbed through her contacts, her breath catching. In her peripheral vision, she caught movement, the garbage guy vaulting clean over her desk. She spun away and pressed call on the first number she saw, the dance teacher. Before it could dial, he caught her from behind and whisked away the phone and scissors. He ended the call and released her. She made a break for the door, but he got there first with time to spare. You're a regular Flash Gordon. He gave an abrupt laugh and eyed her curiously for several seconds longer than was socially acceptable, before leaning back on the door and scrolling through her contacts.
A body like that was 99% deterrent, he recited. I'd rarely seen him use it to get his way. Possessing it was enough.
She backed toward her desk. You memorized that line?
I remember most things I read. But that shouldn't come as a surprise to you. You know me, Alice.
He met her eyes again, raising an eyebrow, and again it was just a beat longer than was comfortable to be stared at by a guy like that.
Surprisingly well. Here, have these back, in case they make you feel more secure.